sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, June 3rd, and we're back here with you.
We are, good
As
morning.
Always, your dedicated servants. Every morning
every
here
morning.
To entertain you, whether you like it or not.
You're stuck with us.
Yeah. Good morning and welcome to the show. We have a little distraction here because people are walking in and out. I don't know what's going on here.
And they look a little confused, too.
Really? I know. They're like, where is everybody, you know? But we're on the air and we're not going to stop.
Mm-mm.
No, not till 10:50 anyway.
No.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Blah, 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 blah. Thank you very much.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. So we're going to have a guest today calling in, and we're going to talk about something very interesting about identity theft. She contacted me, and we'll tell you the story about it. It's pretty interesting.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm excited. So, I'm looking forward to it.
I know, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that should be a lot of fun, I think. And, yeah, that's that, you know. So I'm really excited. And I'm also excited about the fact that tomorrow's my daughter's birthday.
Oh, really?
But she can't manage to see me all week. I don't know what's going on. I hate to air out my dirty laundry, man, but it's like on my mind, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to talk about the details or anything, but it is her birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday. I'll wish her one tomorrow, but not happy these days.
Hopefully this weekend or early next week you can see her.
Well, not really. She's going up north. That's the whole point, you know. We will try to see each other before she goes up north.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But, you know, that's what happens. You know, divorce is not a good thing. It's definitely not a good thing for anybody, especially not the father when the kids stay with the mother.
Right.
And it's just not an ideal situation. I felt when we got divorced that I was kind of losing my kids. And it's true in a way.
Yeah,
you are.
Sad.
Because, you know, when they live every day with their mom, then she's part of their lives, you know.
Right.
But when I see them once a week, twice a week, it's not the same, you know. They just sort of like, we're just like friends.
Yeah.
And
it's a different bond with the mom.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is, you know. So, I don't know, man. And then stepfathers and all that stuff come into play, and that really is like a mess, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't recommend divorce to anyone, you know, if you can't try to work things out. And they say, you know, don't stay together for the kids. I object to that. I think you should stay together for the kids.
Really?
I really do, you know.
Yeah.
Because everybody gets screwed up, you know. Although, you know, I mean, it's easy to say, you know, if you don't get along with someone, you shouldn't stay with them, you know. That's for sure. But at the same time, you know, you bring kids into the world. Maybe it requires some sacrifice. I don't know. You know, I mean, what did people do all these years? You know, what have they done over centuries and millennia? You know, I mean, people would, even if they didn't like each other, they would just stay together, you know. And the kids, I think, were okay. I don't know. People, I mean, kids still end up being screwed up, you know, by one.
I know, either way.
Yeah, one thing or another, you know.
Yeah.
We always have complaints to our parents and then our kids complain to us, you know. So, yeah, and every family is sort of dysfunctional in a way.
Definitely.
I guess so.
I've definitely realized that not and no family is perfect.
No, not at all. Because you know why it is? It's like, it's not like with friends. A friend, you get to choose. But family, you don't get
to choose,
you know. So you have to learn how to like them.
Completely.
You know, because they're family.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's hard. So, you know, you put people in close proximity, force them to interact, and that's, you know, that's what happens sometimes. People just become dysfunctional. They don't know how to get along with each yeah. other. Many people don't know how to raise kids, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're like totally blown away by the experience. They don't give the kids what they need.
I was watching a program last night. It was, I can't remember the name of it, but basically it was bad kids that are doing drugs or fighting, stealing. Mm-hmm. And they would try and scare these kids, take them into a prison. There was four of them. Take them into a prison and have the people that were in jail uh-huh. that were similar ages. I mean, one guy was like 12 years old. And then him and his really? Brother were there. On this tour, 12 uh-huh. years old, 16 years old, and then there's like a couple 18-year-olds. And people that age that are in jail for life, they've attempted murder or whatever they've done, sat and spoke to them and kind of drilled it into them that you guys can't do this. But right. then their parents are just sat there.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And I was like, what are the parents doing right now?
Yeah.
Like a couple of the moms are crying, which I could totally see. It was really... I was like kind of disturbed watching
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was powerful.
But it was, I was just like, why are the parents just stood there?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was
what were they supposed to do? I mean, what did you think they should have done?
I don't know. I guess I don't know.
I mean, if they're just like talking to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
but
what
maybe
can
just
the
that for. When your kid gets that bad, I feel like the parents need to step in and do more.
Oh, okay. So those were the parents of the bad kids.
Yeah, the parents of the bad kids.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, that were on the tour with them.
Okay.
No.
All right, I get you.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
But it was a really intense show.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, what do you do when your kid goes berserk, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, look at the kid that shot the people in Santa
right?
Barbara, you know? I mean, the parents are like totally shocked. It's embarrassing. It's shameful. And, you know, and people are going to point to you. You're
yeah.
the parent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You created this. But it's not true. I don't think that's true, you know, because I do think... that babies come into the world with a personality already. Yes, you know, the environment affects them quite a bit. There's no mm-hmm. doubt there. But I think as far as personality, you can see. I mean, two kids growing in the same home, and they're totally different. You
yeah.
know, I mean, my kids, too. So you can see that they have their own personalities,
right.
you know. And
mm-hmm.
they go off and they do things. So I think at a later age... you can't really blame the parents.
I agree.
You know?
I do. Yeah, I agree to some extent, but
yeah.
I think it hit me. I mean, I'm nowhere near having kids.
Right.
Nowhere near. But I was just like, wow, it's really hard to bring up a child.
It really is.
I don't you know what I would do if I had a bad kid.
I know.
I have no idea.
I know. So you try to make the best of what you can and raise mm-hmm. good kids, you know.
Yeah.
But you never know who they might run into. Some
right.
bad friends, some bad
exactly.
people. And they get
mixed up in the wrong crowd.
Yeah, you know, even if they have a good background. I mean, I remember when I was about 15, there was a group of 15-year-olds also from another school.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all caught red-handed stealing from stores at night, like robbing
wow.
the stores and like shops, like smaller shops and stuff. And... these were people that could have been my friends, you
right.
know? I mean, the thing is that afterwards, actually, my friends started hanging out with them. So, you know, so they were my age. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because we were all from a good part of town,
mm-hmm.
good, respected families and everything. And I'm sure they didn't go lacking for anything.
Right.
But kids do this shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they get together, they learn from each other, they get influenced by each other, and they do things, you know? And
yeah.
then the parent is like, I instilled only good values in them. How could they end up like this? Well, you know what? Kids are very impressionable, especially by their friends.
Right, the people that they surround themselves with.
Yeah, you know?
And a lot of peer pressure. And
yeah, you know, and that. It starts then. But and then look at my kids. I mean, they're still like... they're over 20 years old and they're still doing things that are crazy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not crazy, really, but, you know, I question it sometimes, you know? I don't know. Anyway, our guest is calling in, so let's go ahead and take that. Good morning, you're on the air. Is this Millie?
Yes, it is.
Yes, welcome to the show, Millie. How are you?
Thank you, Sam. I'm good. How are you?
Good. You calling us from where? From Canada?
Yes, I'm calling you from Canada, from Ontario. We are the southern region of Canada.
Right.
Very cool.
Now, that's where Toronto is in Ontario, right?
Correct. Correct. We are in Peterborough. We are about an hour from the Greater Toronto area, about an hour and a half from the downtown core.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it's like a smaller town?
Yeah, it's a smaller town.
Oh, okay, cool. Have you lived there all your life, or did you move there from somewhere else?
No, I was basically born and raised in Toronto. I lived for a while in the northern part in Aurora, and I've only moved up here just over a year and a half ago.
Oh, wow.
Pretty new.
And what made you make the move? Was it work or...?
A couple of things. My daughter was starting college up here. Mm-hmm. She was doing the shuffling back and forth, coming home. And really, for me, it was a time of change.
Right.
I just needed to move on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I'm happy I did that.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Usually moving is a good way to make a change. You
Definitely.
Know? Change your environment. You don't have to have things that remind you of the bad things. And you start all over. So, yeah. So that's a good thing. So this is cool. Now, Millie contacted me on Facebook, and she claimed that someone had stolen my identity, you know. And at first I thought, this seems like spam or something, you know. I don't know who this is.
That's what I was worried about.
Yeah, you know. But and you wrote a detailed letter, too. So, you know, I was looking at this, and I said, well, it's a reason to be concerned, but you get all kinds of stuff on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So I asked her to email me, you know. Yeah. So I asked you to email me, Millie, and you did. And you explained the situation to me. Now, I don't know how much of this we want to reveal, but, you know, I mean, I don't want to give out any personal things about you, but... The fact remains that you saw me online. I mean, you met someone online.
I will tell you the story so that you have the backbone of what I'm doing here.
Yes.
I'm actually writing a book.
Oh.
And it is about men in relations to dating, okay? And a part of this is actually, I really feel embarrassed to say this on radio, but I was using some guinea pigs.
Yeah.
So, online, that's what it was.
No problem with that. You got to do your research.
Yeah, right.
So, anyhow, I had seen photos of Sam. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if they were all your photos.
Right.
Were they?
Well, the ones you sent me were all my photos. Didn't they have one with my kid there, too?
It had
It had one with me and my son there, too, right?
No, nothing with your son.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, yes. I didn't know who it was. Okay.
Yeah, there was a... go ahead.
So for me, originally, I didn't think all the photos were the same.
Right.
So what I had done was I had taken your photographs and I had put them through the Google imaging that will basically populate if this photo is anywhere out there.
Right.
On the internet, it will populate it. Now, I put all of them through. The only one that came up was your professional photo.
Uh-huh.
And that right away, boom, it popped up, and all your information, Facebook, LinkedIn, the radio show, like everything populated.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, which at that point, you know, I didn't really think it was fair that I don't tell you.
Right.
Because I would like to think if I was in your shoes that somebody would do the same for me.
Right.
So that's when I contacted you, and I thought, he might think this is spam or I've gone loony or something and totally ignore it. But I thought, you know what, I'm going to do it anyways.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate this, you know, because not just anybody would do it, you know. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Charlotte had a question.
Sorry, I was going to ask, did you contact the guy that was using Sam's photos after?
No, what I had done was I completely disengaged on every level. And even I don't want to really say names, but even I went back to the site and I had told the administrators of my findings and they said they would go ahead and remove everything. Now, I went back in myself to double check and absolutely everything was removed.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I really thank you for that. You know, I mean, my God, you know, a good Samaritan from Canada decided to help somebody out, you know. And, you know, so, but my question is, how did you feel, I mean, what made you think the pictures were not that person's?
Well, I mean, some of them were on the beach photo. They were afar, and there were sunglasses on.
Right.
And
that's one of my pictures on Facebook,
Oh, wait, that was one of your photos.
Right.
Oh, so they were all yours.
Yeah, the ones she sent me,
And then there were other signs as well that I was picking up on, but that was the last one. Somebody going online, you look for, the bad grammar.
Right.
You look for their moniker, their name, the lingo that they use. And a big one is actually if somebody has a professional photo.
Oh, wow. So,
yes,
oh, I see.
That's why I did that.
So you say professional photos are not good, like on dating sites and stuff?
Well, from what my research has told me is most times if somebody's going to steal your identity, they're going to go for models or they're going to go for people that have had professional photos done.
Oh.
So it looks better.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You got a compliment there. I mean,
yeah, no, I know. And I was telling Charlotte this. I said, if someone decided my pictures are going to attract women, that's a pretty good compliment. You
know? It is.
Yeah, you got to laugh about this, you know. And I didn't even realize you could do this with Google. And I've been on Google for years, you know. So it's amazing.
Okay, do you want me to walk you through it?
Yeah. Well, just briefly, okay. Just tell us. So essentially, okay. You take the picture and you run it through Google Imaging?
Yeah, so what you do is you open up your Google,
uh-huh.
The main site, and they have a section for imaging, okay? You
uh-huh.
just click on, it's on, for me, it's on the upper right-hand corner, it says imaging. You click on that, and then what you do is you open up the photos, like if they're in a folder or whatnot, and you need to drag the photo into the imaging.
Okay.
Now, a lot of times, photos will not pop up
uh-huh.
because of, those photos may not be anywhere online. So it doesn't
right.
mean anything. It just means that you don't have an answer either way.
Right.
But when something pops up, you'll know for sure
right.
whether that person is real or not.
Wow.
This
yeah.
guy can't have been very smart because he's using Sam's photo, who has a radio station, like is known and...
Yeah, that's exactly what Billy
yeah.
said, you know. She's
yeah.
like, you're known, you know, why would he do that, you know?
What? That's what I'm saying. I mean, how stupid must he have been to do this?
Right.
To find out.
Yeah.
Completely.
I know, obviously, he didn't do much reading or anything on this, you know.
No.
But apparently, you know, the interesting thing is he didn't try to pose as me, but only through the pictures, right? Because the information you gave me that he'd given you is not really stuff
yeah.
that's my information, you know? So it's not like he could
yeah.
have taken it from online and said, look, I'm that person, but just for the images.
But my reasoning, I would think, behind there is that the person on the other end would probably Google you in terms of the information, and if it pops up, in your case it would, then that person has information that could call you, and
yeah.
that they don't want that.
Right. Right. No, absolutely. And they could, and if they have that capacity to pretend they're someone else, they would probably stop at nothing, you know?
Right.
They would.
Yeah.
And most of these scams, they do come from Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, probably.
So... the scams are coming from Africa, so the guy is never planning on meeting up with the lady.
No. No. What I have found out was, 044, I believe, is an area code for the UK. Now, there is some sort of, and it could be for the US, there is some sort of phone number starting with that. It's a rerouting number.
Right.
So that person has it hooked up to their phone number. For example, they give me a phone number, they call me. But they have their real number hooked up to the number that he gave me so that when I call, I won't know any better.
Yeah, it's like a forwarded call. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
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 That's crazy. That's
so what
crazy.
Is the point of this, though? It's just they're just doing it to talk to someone online?
I think eventually
normally
they want
it's
money.
To extract money.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think normally they would get you to a point where they would try to get money out of you. You know.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember, yes. I got to admit this, but one time on Facebook, this woman contacted me and friended me and stuff. And, you know, I started seeing some suspicious things, like she didn't have a lot of friends. And most of the friends are like middle-aged men or something like me and things like
yeah,
that,
yeah,
you know. But somehow she started telling me a story and I sort of believed it, you know, with... with caution and stuff. Right. And I just wanted to see how far she was going to take this, you know? It's like her father died and he left a lot of money. But
that's the number one clue.
Yeah, I know, right away, you know. I just thought, you know, obviously this is a scam. It's too good to be true because women don't just approach guys like this, you know, especially not older men and stuff, you know.
Right.
And it just doesn't happen, you know. I mean, I've been around for a while to know this stuff doesn't happen. So I wanted to see how far she was going to take this. And sure enough, she's like, oh, I'm taking a trip down to Kuala Lumpur because that's where everything's going on, blah, blah, blah. And so then I wanted to see what was going on here. So I asked her, I said, let me call you. So she gave me a number, and I'm calling, and there's a woman with an accent I can't understand. Now, this woman said she was from Florida, this young woman. And so I'm calling there, and there's this, like, much older-sounding woman with a totally heavy accent, like a Middle Eastern accent or something. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know, did they really think they're going to pull this one over me? So, yeah, so eventually you catch them and stuff. But I would imagine some people don't, and they probably fall for it.
And that's the sad part.
Yeah, desperate.
And I will tell you one thing from everything that I have learned, for the women out there at least, it doesn't matter what site you're on. It doesn't matter whether you're going to a professional matchmaker. They all have the same capacity to basically not present themselves really who they are.
Right, like poses.
So some people would think, you know, well, if I pay for this subscription over here, it must be legit because only people that are interested would pay.
Right.
No, it's not true.
Wow. So, yeah, so people will go and they prey on people, you know, and I imagine, you know, women that they might think are desperate to find someone or something like that, you know, they would figure, oh, wow, you know, whatever, you know, because I know on dating sites, sometimes women and even legitimate ones will contact you from another country or something. And that's like, come on, you know, I mean, you know, it doesn't make sense, you know. So,
no, it doesn't.
Yeah, you know, so you never know, but you get all kinds of things, you know, and some may be legitimate, but they're not practical. Now, you know, you mentioned the professional photo. Now, I think now I know why nobody approaches me at Match.com. Yeah, maybe people are thinking the same thing. They're thinking that's probably not him, you know.
It could be. And the person posed as you being from Norway.
Right. Oh, wow. Yeah, and I totally...
different background from what I understand.
Yeah, I mean, we would totally look different. I'm Middle Eastern, you know? I mean, how could he possibly, you know? You'd expect Norwegians to be very light-skinned and light hair and everything. So, yeah, that's funny, you know? That's really funny. So, apparently, they're not as smart as you, Millie, and we're grateful for that. You know?
Yeah. What do you suggest for people that are on these dating websites? Because, I mean, this is just one example, and you were just trying to kind of try out to get information. What should people do to be cautious about this?
So, okay, if I had to give you a couple of online red flags, one would be if exaggerated claims such as, oh, I'm a captain of this, I am the president of that, like really elaborate stories. They're asking a lot of questions of you, or they won't give you any question, anything about themselves.
Oh, wow.
That's another.
Yeah.
Rampant misspellings, and the grammar. You know, sometimes that is hard to pick up because people from other countries, sometimes they do write a little bit differently. So that part is a little bit tricky to decipher.
Right.
The lingo, what they use. I mean, that may not necessarily be somebody that's dishonest, but just it's a different generation between you two.
Right.
Lengthy correspondence, bad grammar.
Did you say if it's a really long reply?
That's what I noticed right from the bat. It was a long email.
Right.
And that's how I knew. And I went a little bit further. You look at their photos, you look at their moniker, which is the name that they choose for themselves. Now, this one chose Renaissance. Large blanks, spaces in between work. Like, you're over here, okay, for this period of time, but what happened between this period and this period?
Yeah.
Right.
Do you actually get to those questions online, really?
You get all this. Oh, yeah. The number one for me that I've noticed across the board, doesn't matter what site it's on, is the person is a widow.
Mm.
That's the number one. If you ever see widow, it may be legitimate, but my suggestion is just say no.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's my suggestion.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did you
when they mention? Sorry, Sam, go ahead.
No, how did you figure that out?
It's just by a lot of research that I've done. Like, I've been actually, I guess, on this journey of mine for close to a decade. I've done a lot of reading. I've done a lot of courses. And the last part that I think I needed to complete this part for me was to try the online stuff.
Mm.
And that's why I went to different ones to see, and they were all the same. It's all the same.
All, you mean all the websites are all the same?
Yes. I mean, like I say, if somebody, if there's a group that charges you $500 to be on their site, a lot of people will think that, oh, they must be for real. No, they're not.
Really?
That $500 is nothing if they can get $100,000 out of you.
Wow.
Right. Wow.
Jeez.
And they will at some point get to the money part.
Yeah.
They will.
Yeah. 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 They're patient with that. You know, they take their time because they work with a lot of, they do this to a lot of people and they know what they're doing. Yeah. That's, you know, I mean, Millie, that's, I think that's really presenting the reality of online life, is that you really have to be skeptical of everything that you see, everything that you read. And, you know, because anybody can be anybody online, you know, and although it ruins it for some people, but at the same time, you know, I mean, you don't want to give up your online life. There's a lot to do. And I know I have met some great people online. So I don't think the suggestion here is to get off from being online anyway, but rather than to just be careful.
Yeah, be more cautious.
Keep your eyes open. Always question what you're seeing. And and you see with Millie, when she sent me the stuff, I thought, no, she's honest about this, you know, because for reasons that we can't even put our finger on, you know, but
right.
It just because it was legitimate and it had all the signs of being legitimate and stuff. But when you finally sent me the pictures of me on Facebook and I saw they were named differently, I thought,
I
mean, this is like, this means something, you know. So the funny thing, though, is that you found it on the site that I would normally not be on, you know, and that's the funny thing. Yeah, you know. So it's really interesting, and not that I would not be on there. It's just because of my background and stuff, you know. Questionable site or anything. It's a very respectable site. But so have you been able to collect a lot of information for your book? Do you feel that you're ready to put it together in written form?
I am just about there. I mean, I've got a few more sections that I still need to work on. But if you, I could go through some of the things that are in this book if you would like.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so basically it's profiling. It's profiling of men. Why, and I call them, for lack of a better word, toxic.
Okay.
Now, what may be toxic to me may not be toxic to Charlotte, for example. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I go through why particular women are chosen, why these men pick these women. I have reasons for the attraction. I have things such as imprinting from childhood and how that comes into play, how that affects a person.
Right.
I have signs to look for, body language signs. Did you know that only 7% of our communication is done through verbal?
Only
7%? The rest of it is body language.
Wow.
Yep, only 7% is, So obviously I've got online dating stuff here, red flags to look for there. I have the most typical types of men. I have boundaries, I have respect, I have destructive traits, and for women dealing with the after effects, which is the pain and the anger. I need to still do this part, but I'm going to put in a survival guide, steps to healing yourself, and I would be remiss if I didn't include the cycle of violence.
Yeah.
So that will also be in there.
Wow. That sounds like a great book. I'd love to read this. You know, very relevant.
Okay. I will send you a copy.
Definitely. And we'll help you promote it. When do you have any plan to release it anytime soon?
I'm hoping to get this all together within the next 6 months.
Wonderful. Wow. Wonderful. And how long have you worked on it now?
Oh, my God. I would say really started to work on it for about a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
Great.
Wow. So this is interesting. Yeah. Have you met any interesting people at all, legitimate people?
In my past, through Facebook, I have. But other than that, no.
Not through dating sites, huh?
No. Wow. I mean, I could tell you whether they were paid for, whether they were not paid for. Mm-hmm. I had the exact same experience as I did this time, where it was all fraudulent.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And or people that are looking to, quote-unquote, hook up.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, that's why, you know, and besides, I got to say, you know, some people are saying that, yeah, long-distance relationship is okay. I'm not one for that, you know. I mean, when I look for a relationship, I want someone local.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so...
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's why, you know, I mean, obviously you get the things from Russia and Poland and all these women that, you know, you're never going to see, and it's all a scam anyway. And even if it was real, you'd never see them, you know. You'd never meet them. So what's the point in wasting time with them? That's why I think one important thing is to look for someone local that you could easily meet, right? But then...
Yeah.
But that then involves some kind of risks too for a woman, you know?
Because having it long distance, well, it's so much more easy to fool someone,
and you
don't get to see the real person,
right?
Yeah.
So you know what, somebody can hold it together for 6 months, the maximum of 6 months. After the 6 months, you're going to see slips come out, the real person emerging if they've been hiding it.
Right. Wow. But that's so a long time to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, my advice is to, you know, for anyone looking, is to at least go through every season in the year with the person to see how they are as the seasons change.
Right. But that's a long
time. Get a good idea.
But that's a long time before you actually meet someone, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you want to meet them in person, not wait 6 months.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
but I meant when you're with somebody to go through the seasons.
Oh, right. I see. I see. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's once you met them and you decided to be with them for a while.
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's practical advice too, because, you know, I mean, what happens if you get through all the online thing and then you get to the meeting them part?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You probably, yeah. So this would be covered in the book too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And if they move too fast, that is a red flag.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
But doesn't it depend on the website, too? I mean, you know, maybe some people just want to connect faster, you know?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
Moving too fast, if they switch over to, hey, let's forget about this, let's go email one another. I'm still on the fence about that. That still, I think, could be okay. But once you've gone into that part and they want to move this really fast, that's a red flag.
I see.
You should stop and ask yourself why.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, with this particular guy or whoever was trying to scam, did you, well, I guess you couldn't have seen him because he was in another country. But so that wouldn't have happened. So, yeah, I don't even see the point in wasting time with someone like that.
Yeah.
You know, even if they're for real, you know. So so I think, I think there's never too much advice, I think, on online dating and conduct online, you know, because it's so
not
relevant and new risks and dangers are coming up every day, you know, new ones.
That's right.
Yeah.
With online dating,
with
online dating, how many, with the people that say they're in Russia, Poland, wherever, not in America, what percentage do you think are for real and not for real?
With, I would say, Russia and Poland, it would be more the women that are taking the fake identities.
Right. Yeah.
And I would bet at least 50%.
Right. Yeah. If not more, you know, I mean, the thing is that they will, the amazing thing is everybody in Russia is so beautiful, you know, on those websites, you know, somehow they all look like models, you know, and they're,
yes.
Yeah, and they're desperate to come to the States and all that stuff, you know, so
right.
I stay away from that. Yeah. But I think, Millie, to conclude, I think we've learned that I definitely should not put any professional pictures online, because that's why I'm not getting any women. Or if anything, people will look at me suspiciously, you know. And so I'll leave that on Facebook and use other pictures, you know, more like selfies and things like that.
So if you get some strange women contacting you, all you can say is, I am not Martin.
Yeah, I know. Amazing. So, Millie, I think it's probably too premature to ask you to give us information on where to find the book. But once you're publishing it, please contact me again. Let's promote your book. And that's the least I can do in return for the favor that you made to someone you don't even know. You know.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course, and I appreciate it too. Yeah. So do you have anything you want to promote, Millie? I mean, you obviously have a life outside of this.
Outside. Maybe a little bit about myself. I am a real estate agent. I'm a realtor, and I mainly do commercial leasing, commercial sales and leasing. But I also have a business on the side that relates to the commercial aspect of real estate. And what I do, most people don't know what it is really, but what I do is abstract leases. And so I'll give you an example, an equivalent. As a purchaser of a home, nobody would buy a house nowadays without getting a home inspection done. Am I correct in that?
Right.
Okay. Well, this is the same thing. Anybody going into commercial real estate should not go in without getting the lease abstract. And what it is, basically, the average lease is about 70 pages. And it's filled with business terms, financial terms, legalese that the average person is not intended to understand.
Right.
So I take this and I bring it down to about 4 or 5 pages in simple, plain English. I have all your dates, your dollars, your responsibilities, so that, you know, for example, if you go to renew and the lease clearly says it's 6 months prior, then you're just, you know, you're going along. Oh, my lease is coming up next, renewal for next month. I better tell the landlord.
Right.
Well, depending on what that landlord's like, he may just turn around and say, sorry, you didn't exercise during the notice period.
Right.
So this saves people time. It's going to save them money.
Yeah.
And it's on all levels. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Wow, that's very cool. Yeah. I mean, I would need something like this. I'm constantly presented with legal documents that I can't even begin
really?
To understand.
And they're so long, it's like overwhelming.
Yeah. So this would be great. Now, did you set up a website for that?
I did. It's www, and it's all one word, the Canadian Lease Abstractor.com.
Okay, great. So yeah, and if they don't remember that, just go to Google and put in Canadian Lease Abstract.
Absolutely.
It'll probably come up. And,
Well,
this is cool. And we'll put a link to your website, too. And
thank you.
Yeah, for sure. And hopefully people will use your services. It sounds like something that's definitely needed, you know? Very cool. Very cool.
You think so?
Yes. So you don't sit on your laurels. You're an active woman, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
All right. Well, Millie, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. And
thank you for having me.
Of course. And again, thank you for the favor in bringing this up to my knowledge. I mean, the thing is that you did the right thing, and that is to ask them to take it off. I don't know what I could do at this point, you know, other than we don't know who this guy is. We don't even know where to find him.
But my suggestion would be privatize all your photos so that only friends that you've accepted as a friend could see your photos.
Right.
And perhaps going to your local credit bureau.
Right.
Because you don't know what's been done. I would pull off a report, see if there's any strange activity on there, and perhaps paste a note saying, you know, as of this date, the you have been a victim of identity theft, so that if something suspicious comes on, mm-hmm. that you are more likely to have it removed quicker because you've posted that.
Right. Oh, wow. That's interesting. But, you know, I can privatize my photos because, yeah, I mean, I use it to help promote the show, the guests on the show mm-hmm. and stuff. But, yeah, and besides, I mean, there's pictures of me on the website and everywhere.
Yeah,
pretty much,
I know.
You know? So
I know.
Not much you can do, you know. It's like you can't put the genie back in the bottle, you know.
Right.
Once it's out, it's out, you know. That's it. Like my friend used to say, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, you know. Once it's out, you know. That's it, man. So, well, Millie, thank you so much. Millie from Canada, thank you so much. You're definitely a friend of the show now. And again, we'll be happy to help you promote the book once it's out.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much, Sam and Charlotte.
Okay, Millie, bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. We've been getting a lot of Canadians lately, huh? I mean, the wrestler from yesterday was Canadian. And it's the accent. You can always pick out the O-U, the oot.
Yes.
Right?
That's the only bit I can... really
pick up in a Canadian accent.
That's the only change for me.
I know that, me too, because otherwise they sound just like Americans, you know. So it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. And also about Canada, what's interesting is some parts, you know, they speak French. Mm-hmm. So it's like one country and two languages, you know, so it's kind of weird.
Right.
And
it's the east part, right, that speaks French?
Yeah, over more so, yeah, like east of Toronto, mm-hmm. like Montreal. And,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Quebec and those places.
That's so interesting because, I mean, there's so many people now that are trying to pull off other people's identities. And yeah. I don't think people realize how dangerous the internet can be.
Yeah. No, it can. It can. You know, I mean, it exposes you to so many different things. You know what? And with the radio station where you're in the public eye, constant attacks,
right.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants a piece of you.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate,
completely.
You know. Yeah. Well, okay, in other news...
I feel like I'm talking with a lisp.
Really?
I don't know if I am.
You're not.
But I think I'm... I don't know if I have... I said I'm going to the dentist after this. I don't know if I have toothache or not. I don't know if I'm dreaming it because I've been thinking about it for the past week.
Really?
Finally, I'm going to the dentist because I'm obviously a hypochondriac. But I can... When I hear myself, I feel like I'm talking with some kind of a lisp or...
Oh.
I don't sound normal, so I apologize.
Really? So maybe your tongue feels heavy or something. You
I'm
know?
Not
maybe,
sure.
Yeah.
I think I'm just overreacting.
Maybe you are, yeah. But you wouldn't lisp if you had
true.
A problem with your teeth. I think it's more with your tongue. I don't know.
That's
you
true.
Know, like when you drink and stuff and you start like slurring. You know, I don't know, but maybe it's a good idea to go, you
yeah.
know.
I'll just go and see what they say.
Yeah,
everything
but, you,
will be
but
fine,
you're but saying you're not sure, you know. I mean, it's not like you have pain or anything, right?
Well, I don't... Because, you know, when you have... You're thinking of something and like, oh, yeah, I have a pain here. And then you think right. about it so much. I don't know if I do.
Yeah.
I really don't know if I do. I don't know if I'm just thinking about it too much, dreaming of it, or
right.
I do. I don't know. So I'm not sure. So better to go to the dentist and just make sure.
Living in a fantasy.
Yeah, at this point, I just don't know if I have toothache or not. Yesterday, my chin was hurting.
Really?
And I was like feeling my... I think I'm just crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I
maybe
like,
you have
knocked
that,
it when
what
I
they
was
call
sleeping
it, like,
or...
Like TMJ or something where your jaws get stuck or locked and things like that, you know?
Yeah.
Could be something like that. I don't know, but I hope not.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm okay. I'm just being a hypochondriac. Yeah.
I know. The
completely.
Dentist will look at you funny like,
yeah,
like why are you
why,
here?
Yeah,
your
why
teeth
are you
are
here?
Oh, wow. I know dentists, man. You know, you can never... You see, with teeth, it's like... Once you have a problem, it's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. So you got to go to the dentist.
I
mean, postponing it is just going to cost you more money later,
mm-hmm.
you know, because then it's a root canal and crowns and implants and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I learned early on when you have a problem with your teeth, don't
just
let
go.
It go. Just
exactly,
go.
Yeah. So that's
go
why I'm
right
going,
because yeah.
I don't know if I do, but if I do, at least I've gone.
Exactly. Play it safe,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. a lot of stuff on the in the news. Well, briefly, I guess Apple had their convention yesterday and announced some new things like new iOS and,
yeah,
and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
is it iOS 8?
iOS 8 and things like that. So they're saying, but the critics are saying, look, they're just catching up to the Android, you know. These are things that have been on the Android for a while. Well, you know what? That's fine. There's a lot of things that the iPhone offers I don't even need, you know, and
same.
Definitely with the Android, you know. Yeah, you can do some things with it that you can, but you know what? It's like, I don't know. I like the iPhone a lot more, you know.
I do too. I don't even use the finger identification.
Yeah, you don't?
I have the 5S, no.
Wow, you should. It's so simple, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, I guess you don't need to because it locks anyway, you
right.
know, even with your code.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
And
that's true.
I don't know. It's too high tech. I just want to get into my phone. I don't need my
phone. All you gotta do is put your finger there. How high
I know, but what if I'm driving and someone else needs to look right, read my text, and it's like, oh, you need your fingerprint. It's like, ugh, what a hassle.
No, they can still do it with a code though. You can still do it with a code.
Oh, you can still use your code.
Yeah, you can still use
the
code.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you just pull to the right.
I don't like change, I guess.
Yeah.
It took me so long to get the iPhone.
Yeah.
I had the BlackBerry. Eventually I got the iPhone, and then I didn't get a Mac till this year.
Yeah.
I was still in the Stone Ages with the PC.
PCs are not Stone Age. I'm a PC person.
No, but compared, most people have Macs now, you know?
A lot of people do. The younger people.
I preferred my PC. But
yeah.
What I like about Macs is the fact that they don't get viruses.
Yeah, well, that's what they say. But you know what? Okay, let me tell you this. I've used the PC for 20, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Never had a virus in my life.
Really?
Yeah, just
wow.
Put an antivirus in there and that's it. You don't have to even think about
yeah.
it. Takes care of everything. But so that's what they say, you know. But they also used to say Macs don't crash and don't
right.
freeze, which is baloney. You know, they
yep.
do all
Mine
the time.
Does
yeah.
all the time.
And, you know, because I have to use a Mac at work and I use PCs and stuff. I prefer PCs. I don't see the point in creating like sort of a I'm right, you're wrong type of a
mm-hmm.
thing with this. And many people do, you know. Oh, it's like Mac people are like blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know, it's like all that is not true at all. You know, some people use both and it doesn't really reflect anything about you, I don't think.
Yeah.
The Mac is fine, you know. But the thing is when you need like a much bigger selection of programs, they
Completely.
Have more for the PC.
Yeah, that most definitely.
Yeah.
And I miss my PC.
Do you?
I do.
Yeah.
I really do.
And now you have an iPad too, so
know,
you're totally
completely.
In the Apple ecosystem.
I know. They're like,
well, me too. I've got all these things too. So
yeah
I'm there too. But
they're sucking me in.
Yeah. I know.
I had the 4, then I got the 5, then I got the 5S.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they really are sucking me in.
Yeah.
They got the iPad now and everything. More
I know.
Mac.
I
Too
know.
Much.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad thing. They do make great products, though. So.
They do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we only have a minute left, and there's a lot in the news, but if you guys just want something to look up, I guess this bomber pilot, I don't know if you heard, he was a passenger on an airliner, and the captain fell ill. So they actually asked if there's a pilot on board. Can you imagine
what?
People starting to freak out and stuff?
Oh, my gosh.
So this guy went in the cockpit and helped the first officer with landing the plane. Now, he didn't touch the instruments or anything, but he helped navigate and communicate with the tower
right.
and everything. But he says, even if I had to land it, I could have because bombers are not that much different from airliners.
Wow.
So, and the first officer was a woman too, which is very interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there are that many women pilots, but I guess now there are more than we know. So I guess everything ended up well, you know, but got all
cool.
these scary things on planes,
yeah.
you know. Yeah. And then there's another like scary, scary story about a 12-year-old Wisconsin girl stabbed 19 times by her friends. So if you guys want to look that up, I'm sure it's not going to, nobody's going to like be able to gloss over that one.
Right.
Anyway, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you, Millie, for calling in.
Yeah.
Thank you, Charlotte, for being here with me. And thanks, everybody. And we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. right here on LA Talk Radio.